This is a dinosaur, a giant penny, and 200 chocolate eggs. A DCU comic verse, Batman comics, Batgirl comics, fanfic, written by Amathila and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for Easter, Easter egg hunt, Bat family. This is insipid. It's fun, Steph cracks. But Damien is still pouting, arms crossed, looking like, well, the same way he always looks when he's around her, if Steph's being honest. Easter egg hunts are for children, he says. I'm not a child. Which is when Steph really, really wants to point out that actually he's 10 years old, which makes him exactly a child. But she'd also really like all her body parts to remain intact this evening. Thank you very much. This one isn't for children, she says. Trust me, you'll like it. Damien's expression doesn't change, but somehow he manages to convey that A, he doubts that very much. And B, he wouldn't trust her as far as he could throw her. Which isn't very far, fat girl. Don't we already have a bat cow? Ha 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 ha, etc. It's a lot to get across in one unchanging expression, but somehow he nails it. Unless, she says, you don't think you're up to the challenge. It's a cheap tactic, and one he is bound to see right through. But Steph knows Damien. No chance he's going to pass up a challenge, especially one from her, even if he knows she's baiting him. Do you really think that's going to work on me? I'll bet you $10 you can't find them all. 20, he counters, his nostrils flaring a little. See? She knew she'd be able to push his buttons. It's a family trait, she thinks. Wayne men take everything way too seriously. Damien's eyes track behind her, and his scowl deepens. You were in on this, I suppose. Steph turns in time to see Dick smile. And she's glad her back is to Damien, so she doesn't have to hide hers. He sounds like he's accusing them of teaming up with the Joker, not of planning a fun chocolatey treat. What can I say? Dick asks, shrugging. I thought it sounded like fun. You would, Damien says, and then something flickers in his expression. So it's 2 against 1, then? Nope. No way. Steph is not leaving him an out on this, or allowing him extra bragging rights. All right, she says, squaring off against him. How this somehow became a competition? When she swears she was only trying to do something nice. She has no idea. Pick a partner. Any partner? If he chooses Batman, Steph thinks, this is going to be over really fast. But hey, rules are rules. Any partner. It doesn't take nearly as long to convince Cass as Steph thought it would. As in, she's agreed almost before Damien finishes asking. She never did pass up an opportunity to beat Steph at something either. One day, Steph thinks. One day, she will win rooftop tag. This is a ridiculous holiday, Damien says. Steph swears his face lit up for, like, an instant when Cass showed up. And why does she never get that? Wait, no, never mind. But you'd never know that now, his characteristic scowl back in place as they traverse the super exciting secret entrance. and laugh if you like. Steph's not even kidding. To the Batcave. What was so special about Jesus anyway? He came back from the dead once. That's hardly impressive.
Well, maybe not if you know the people Damien knows.
Still, that's one severely jaded 10-year-old. Which is the purpose of today, she supposes. Today isn't about celebrating Jesus, Steph says. It's about celebrating chocolate. Which is only, like, the worthiest cause ever. Damien snorts, but he doesn't say anything. So Steph takes the opportunity to catch Dick's eye. He grins and steps forward. All right, he says, spreading his arms out wide like he's the ringmaster of his own private circus.
Which, Steph thinks, considering the company, he might as well be.
The challenge is as follows. Inside the Batcave, there are a number of hidden Easter eggs.
Your mission,
with a nod to Cass and Damien, is to find them all before midnight. That gives you exactly 3 hours and 17 minutes. How many eggs? Cass asks, and Dick winks at her.
If we told you, it wouldn't be much of a challenge, would it?
Which wasn't exactly in the original rules.
But then, neither was Cass.
So Steph figures they're probably even. Cass narrows her eyes. And for a moment, she looks like she does when they're patrolling. When she's figuring out the fastest route to take, or the most efficient way to take down a bad guy.
Steph kind of loves that look.
We will do it, she says. Well before midnight.
Challenge accepted, then.
As much as she thinks Damien and Cass are getting the better end of the deal, Steph can't exactly say she's not enjoying herself. For starters, she gets to spend the entire night hanging out in the freaking Batcave. And not even in the way where Bruce tortures her on the mats for an hour and then tells her they're ready to start training. And for other than starters, she gets to be here with Dick, who actually was Batman. Which means one very important thing.
He knows all the passwords.
Seriously? She asks, staring at the screen.
He's got Snake on here?
She didn't even know they made that game anymore. That was Tim's doing, Dick says. Behind her, Steph hears a crash, a painful-sounding thunk, and Cass's triumphant voice announcing that she found one. That makes... Actually, Steph's lost track of how many, but it's a lot. She's not even completely certain she remembers where they all are anymore.
Well, that's really more Cass and Damien's problem than it is hers now.
So he just installed a video game on Batman's computers? She asks. Without permission? Dick just shrugs. Without getting caught?
Well, Dick says, they don't call Bruce the world's greatest detective for nothing. I'm pretty sure he knows.
So why is it still here?
Not that she's complaining.
This is awesome! And then, a thought. Do you think he actually plays it?
And there it is! Her new favorite mental image. Batman, in full costume, playing Snake on the Batcave computers.
I have no idea, Dick says. Not that he'd admit to it. I've definitely caught Alfred on it a few times, though. Steph can't help laughing. Picturing that is almost as good. And it's nice sitting here, getting to be in the center of bat operations with the people she loves,
and some she tolerates. Don't get her wrong, she loves working alone, and it's not like the time she spent here went exactly well, but it's nice to change things up every now and then is all. Like now, when she can turn around and see Damien smiling. Really smiling, like happy smiling, not like I'm about to kill this guy and I feel good about that smiling. High-fiving Cass when they find another hiding spot on a freaking Easter egg hunt like any other 10-year-old boy. Well, maybe not like any other 10-year-old boy. That last egg was hidden behind a combat subroutine she used to hate when she was Robin, guarded by an AI smarter than most of her ex-boyfriends put together. But still, it's the thought that counts. And he is still smiling half an hour later when he and Cass, visibly exhausted but doing a decent job trying to hide it, approach her and Dick. He hides it quickly, but she saw, and she files it away with her other awesome mental images of the night. Done, he says, and gestures behind them to the frankly massive pile of Easter eggs in the corner. Steph's not sure she really realized how many there'd been when she hid them. Dick bought them, which was just as well, since she wouldn't have been able to afford half as many. Or any. Still, she's pretty sure they can make a decent dent in that pile between the four of them. Dentists be damned. Really? She asks, glancing at the clock. You've still got 20 minutes. I'm sure. He says. Count them if you must. And usually she wouldn't, because, well, there are a lot of them, and she's lazy. But maybe she can't really resist a challenge either. Fine, she says. I will. She swears it takes almost as long to count the damn things as it did for Damien and Cass to find them. If still, not nearly as long as it took her and Dick to hide them in the first place. But eventually, they're done. And she won! Not that this was a competition, exactly, but still. Well? Damien asks, eyebrow raised. A year ago, she would have wanted to punch him for that expression. As it is, it still feels really good to be able to rub something in his face. 199, she says. Impressive, Cass says. Though she isn't smirking like Damien, her expression still pretty clearly says, for us. It would be. Dick says. But we hid an even 200. And Steph still isn't even sure that's right, even though she was there when they counted them. Because, seriously, she's trying to remember what the hell she was doing 2 days ago, that hiding 200 chocolate eggs in the Batcave as an Easter surprise seemed like a sane thing to do. Impossible, Damien says. Afraid not, Dick says. You missed one. Count again. We counted. No, Cass interrupts him. She fixes Dick, and then Steph, with a look Steph swears could melt steel. We never miss. And what do you say to that, exactly? To convince the two flawless ex-child assassins that they missed a single egg in an Easter egg hunt? Not a freaking thing, Steph decides. We'll count again, she agrees. But this time, while we eat them. We've still got a few left. Steph says, when Cass stands up. A few being about accurate. They may not have eaten them all, but they came pretty close. Which Steph is definitely going to be paying for tomorrow. And she still only counted 199 eggs. Cass shrugs, wiping away a smear of chocolate from the corner of her mouth. Somehow, she even does that gracefully. It's time to patrol. Patrol? Steph asks. She can barely stand. You don't have to come, Cass says, if you aren't up to it. Any other time, Steph would rise to the challenge. Just not tonight. If she moves, she thinks she's probably more likely to explode than move silently over rooftops. Steph shakes her head, and Cass smirks. Damien? Cass asks. And Steph is temporarily comforted that at least she was Cass's first choice. Obviously, he says, and glances disdainfully at Steph. We can't all lay around all night doing nothing. Well, there go her warm and fuzzies. Except that Damien looks back as he and Cass are about to leave, and Steph could swear he smiles at her. So, maybe they'll last a little bit longer. 199, she says, once they're gone. Yep, Dick says. Are we sure? We're sure. Steph sighs. So much for that. You couldn't have drawn a map? Dick asks, once they're back in the Batcave. They spent a few minutes looking in some of the more obvious hiding spots, which was probably a waste of time. If Damien and Cass couldn't find the last egg, it's got to have been hidden really well. Which, in any other circumstances, she'd feel pretty good about. Except that the aforementioned great hiding spot is somewhere in Batman's private headquarters. And the last thing she wants is Batman finding her stupid chocolate egg and asking questions. Steph doesn't think that would end well for her. And yeah, okay, in hindsight, a map might have been a good idea. But they can't all be great plans. You're sure Batman's still out of town? She asks, trying not to sound nervous. The last thing she needs is for him to come back to Gotham unexpectedly and catch them here doing this. I'm sure, Dick says. And though he's trying to hide it, Steph still catches the hint of laughter in his voice. All right, fine. She's scared of Batman. What sane person isn't? He won't be back for another couple of days. Right. As far as they know. Steph would still really rather get this done tonight. Besides, she has class at 11, which means they're on a deadline. All right, she says. Did we check on the T-Rex? We checked. The Lincoln Penny? Check. Behind the giant Joker playing card. Check, check, and check, Dick says. And then, did they get all the combat maneuvers? No. Oh, no, this is not what she needs on top of eating what she swears must have been her entire body weight in chocolate. Steph tries to think. They got Lady Shiva, she says. And the Joker, Dick says. And it's not like he shudders exactly, but she can hear it in his voice. She doesn't reach out to him, but she does move a little closer. The Riddler, she says.
and Dick looks at her.
What about the Clue Master?
Steph laughs.
He's not even in there. Embarrassing, right?
Dick grins.
Killer Croc?
Got it, she says.
Clayface?
Dick pauses. And Steph swears internally.
She hates the Clayface routine.
Well, he says, there's only one way to find out. Shall we? Awesome! Because this is so how she wanted to spend the rest of her night.
Still, there's really only one thing for it. Besides, if they do find this last egg, she won't have to pay Damien $20. Which, not gonna lie, is going to hurt her wallet almost as much as it hurts her pride.
Bring it on, she says. The end.